Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. In this broadcast, we're going to be talking about tetanus. I guess I can say that out loud. You know, I always call these shots cocktails because I try to outwit the nitwits in terms of the censors here on this public platform. And the reason why I want to remain on this platform is because I want to shine God's light of truth in the darkness. And heaven knows there are so many people that are stumbling around in the dark, especially when it comes to their own health. And I do want to leave or actually lead off with a disclaimer here because I've been through the YouTube re-education program. And when it comes to our health, YouTube reminds me that every single thing that the CDC says and the FDA and the WHO is absolutely what we need to follow. So let me just put that on the table right now in case any of you get confused. But I am also going to share with you over at the CDC site exactly what they say about the tetanus shot. We're going to be looking at some of the side effects, and we also are going to be looking at the package insert. And let me know if you have ever stepped on a rusty nail, if you've ever had some kind of laceration and you went to the doctor and they wanted to give you that tetanus shot, also known as a Tdap, which is a combo shot. I'll talk about that. And I think for a lot of people that happens and they don't even know what's happening, maybe they're getting stitched up and they think that it's a shot of some sort of numbing agent. And before you know it, they told you that they just gave you a tetanus shot. Let me know if that happened to you. And we're going to talk about a lovely, healthy American Brit and her newsletter and where she has done so much research. So we're going to touch on some of the highlights in a sensitive manner. And then I will leave a link for you where you can read all of the information for yourself. And before we do that, I do have a sponsor for today's program. And we're going to hop right on over to dermal1.com/Peggy. This is for those of you who would like to look as good as you feel. You want your outside to reflect your inside. And the message that I have is that looking younger was once thought to be a luxury just for those rich and famous celebrities, or, you know, those who had access to costly professional treatments. So basically, the rich and famous stayed ageless, and then others would not be able to do so. So there is a game-changing discovery coming from this plastic surgeon here in California, and he's got a video for you. So if this is of interest to you, click on that link that I'll have for you in the description box below. It's called dermal1.com/Peggy. And that's where you can see this video that's going viral. It's been viewed by thousands of women who are reporting that their skin is looking better, their hair is looking thicker, they have increased energy. And it's all due to this new research about reducing the effects of a hormone that actually will give you those visible signs of aging. And his treatment has nothing to do with anything aggressive. It's not about expensive creams. It's basically this daily ritual that you can perform at home. It takes less than a minute. So you'll find all about that over at dermal1. It's number1.com/Peggy. And he figured out, this surgeon figured out how to help women's bodies reduce the effects of a skin aging hormone called DHT. So again, check out this do-it-yourself tutorial and dermal1.com/Peggy, and you can find out about all of the details. Remember, everybody's body reacts differently. Your results may depend on a variety of factors. So check it out. If you are interested in looking significantly younger without the cost and hassle of seeing a professional, and you can find out about this shortcut that is certainly worth trying at home. I'll have a link for you in the description box below, dermal1.com/Peggy. Friends, when it comes to our health, I know that many of you are interested in a natural approach. You don't participate in all of the cocktails. And there is one of these cocktails that is sort of being trotted out again. And what I want to do is go right on over to the CDC. And so let's do this. Let's first hop on over to the CDC website, and then we're going to look at this wonderfully written research from a healthy American Brit who has a newsletter, and it's called Kindness and I think Kindness and Compassion in Action. I'm going to share that with you in just a moment because she has done her research as well. This is what the CDC has to say. All right. Right away, there is this notice for 2024 that there is a constrained diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis cocktail supply. Now, you know over the last few years, that the hog washers used one of these techniques where they told you something was in short supply. And when something's in short supply, what happens? People want it. It's kind of like they don't want to miss out on what's available. So here it says that the CDC anticipates that the supply of the Tdap vaccine, or the tetanus and diphtheria, the Tdap includes pertussis, will be constrained during 2024. I don't even really know what that means. But what I did do is I went through and it talks about the DTaP, also called the Tdap vaccines, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. And there are 7 pediatric vaccines. Oh, I even said the word, but I'm reading right off the website, licensed and currently used in the United States. And what I did is I looked at this one down here, just out of curiosity. And here's the Tdap, which is the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. And it says these are safe during pregnancy. So I clicked on this first one called Adacel. And wouldn't you know that as I clicked through and it gave me the information and it's got a tetanus toxoid. Okay, anything that has toxoid in the name of it, I probably personally don't want to take. And of course, if the CDC says I should take it, I should take it. Remember, we have to follow what they say. But when you look at the package insert, which is what I did, you're going to get all of the information. And this is rather a small font. So I went to where it's a little bit larger. And it says that it is an active booster immunization against tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. And it is approved for use in individuals ages 10 through 64. This particular one, of course, there are others for the infants. But what I thought was interesting is that it says here we go, contraindications, a severe allergic reaction, anaphylaxis, right, which is where you can't breathe, after any previous dose of any tetanus toxoid, diphtheria toxoid, or pertussis, or any other component of this cocktail is a contraindication. And then it says encephalopathy, which is a coma or prolonged seizures or decreased level of consciousness within 7 days of a previous dose of this cocktail that's not attributable to any other identifiable cause is a contraindication. Well, wait a minute, you're telling me that it's safe, but now you're telling me that it can cause coma, prolonged seizures, and decreased level of consciousness, and a severe allergic reaction, anaphylaxis, which can be life-threatening. Well, what do you think about them apples? Let me go on. It says that Guillain-Barré, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly with my French accent. I'm going to show you exactly what that is. It's a paralysis of the body. It actually happened to one of my cousins. And I know that he's up to date on everything because he works in a hospital. He had that for several weeks. His entire body was paralyzed. And of course, they didn't know what caused it. And thanks to the grace of the good Lord above, he recovered from it. But it says if that occurs within 6 weeks of a prior cocktail containing the tetanus toxoid, then your risk for it may be increased if you get a dose of this. Very, very interesting. But what I wanted to share with you, okay, fainting can occur when you get this, and there can be a negative reaction if you are immunocompromised. What I couldn't get over are these adverse events, as they call them, that have been reported in the United States and other countries after this injection. So the immune system disorders, the anaphylactic reaction, hypersensitivity. So angioedema, edema, rash, hypotension, and then the nervous system, which is the paralysis and facial palsy convulsions, myocarditis, we've heard of that before, some skin conditions, muscle spasms, and extensive limb swelling from the injection site beyond one or both joints. There's more that I want to share with you about this. All right, I'm going back to the main CDC page, and listen and follow along with me with this astonishing declaration. Immunogenicity and cocktail efficacy in diphtheria and tetanus. So it is stunning maybe not to you, but let me find that right here. It says, today, diphtheria and tetanus are at historic low rates in the United States. All right, that right there is telling me that you probably don't need these cocktails. But here, look at this. No one has ever studied the efficacy of tetanus toxoid and diphtheria toxoid in, I'll just call it a safety trial. Did you hear me? Should I repeat that? Is this microphone working here? Let's see. Let's see if the microphone's working. Yes. No one has ever studied the efficacy of a tetanus toxoid and diphtheria toxoid in a cocktail trial. Experts infer, meaning they conclude, they're guessing about the efficacy from protective antitoxin levels. And this is going to be a very good segue to this very well-written and researched newsletter from my friend Britt. So let me share my screen and I'm going to show you this, and I will have a link where you can read the entire thing because there's so much that I can't read out loud on this channel, but I want to put you in the right direction. I will also have a Substack for you on this. So the name of the newsletter is Kindness and Science in Action. The subtitle is Defending Health Freedom, Animals, and the Environment. My friend Britt has been very active in this movement, exposing the horrors of testing on animals, and it's absolutely atrocious what they do. So she starts out by saying, all cocktails are made of known poisons. They are dangerous and even deadly. Their side effects, which are referred to in their own literature as adverse events, which I just showed you, can manifest immediately or hours, days, weeks, months, even years later. Rather than train the immune system, they confuse, weaken, and scramble it, causing cancer, leukemia, all of the autoimmune diseases, which is the hallmark, SIDS, which we know, sudden infant death, and of course, now we have SADS, which is the sudden adult death, and allergies, including deadly anaphylactic food allergies, and much more. Now, I will give a caveat that there still is so much unknown about our bodies. I've used the phrase immune system. I know that there are some experts in our freedom movement that don't even believe that we have an immune system. I'm not going down that road today. I just want to acknowledge that there is so much that we don't know about how the body functions, but we certainly can, in our own experiences, see about the effects of these cocktails. There's no proof that the cocktails prevent anything despite the rigorous propaganda and the censorship forced upon us from the beginning. And what I want to point out is that I want to scroll down just a little bit on this. And Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, let me know in a comment below if you know about her. She has been speaking out against cocktails long before the cooties hogwash was sloshed all over us. But here's what she says about let me just back up a little bit. Tetanus incidents. And let me know if you had one recently or you didn't know, or if you were, you know, told. I even remember being concerned with Teddy Bear. May she rest in peace. Thank all. I'm so grateful to all of you for your kind words of support in the passing of my family members, Elsie and Teddy Bear, within a week of each other over the last, I've kind of lost track of time now. I think it's coming up on 2 weeks now. And, I want to thank you, but I remember being concerned some years ago, thinking that Teddy had tetanus. And I remember calling my trusted vet, who is now retired, in a panic. And she said she has never seen ever a case of tetanus in all of her, you know, 40 years of being a veterinarian, and that it is highly, with animals, highly overrated, and you never really need to worry about it. However, I do think it may be that there are some symptoms that may mirror this, but we don't know that it's caused from this invisible dead pathogen that somehow hijacks your cells and then duplicates and replicates. And the same thing with rabies. Certainly there are symptoms of that, but to say that it was caused by this invisible contagious pathogen, that's where I draw the line. So here is this very well written. Doctors have been pointing out for several decades the dangers of injecting these toxins into the body, but their information was and still is suppressed, and Dr. Suzanne Humphreys is one of them. And instead, we are fed industry agitprop, right? propaganda disguised as science. Britt goes on to write, even if the tetanus shots were effective, which they're not, even if you use the mindset of those doing the injections, receiving the tetanus shot after suffering the wound is much too late to produce protective antibodies. So right up front, there is a contradiction in their hypothesis. And let me interrupt for just one moment. This was, I'm going to bring you this information in an upcoming video later this week from a healthy American, and all of the inconsistencies at the veterinarian office where her little doggie could not even be seen for a life-threatening situation until she got shot up with the rabies cocktail. And she asked, when did this even kick in? She said, well, it's not even effective for 2 weeks, but you won't see my animal now until it gets the shot, even though the shot doesn't work for 2 weeks. You can see these inconsistencies. It just does not pass the logic test. So let me go on here with this newsletter, which I have linked for you in my Substack, and I will also give some excerpts from it in my Substack. So here, tetanus incidence and mortality declined more than 99% prior to the development of the Texas tetanus toxoid. Sorry, friends, I'm still not quite with it in my grief here, as you can see, tripping over my own words. The tetanus toxoid shots in the 1940s. This decline is cited from medical sources in the book. I'm just going to call it Cocktails. Are They Really Safe and Effective? And there is a link here, vaclib.org. The main reason for this is modern hygiene, allowing the wound to stay open and bleed out the toxins and then cleansing it thoroughly. Tetanus is an anaerobic bacterium, meaning it can't survive in oxygenated environments. So here's what I want to read to you from Dr. Suzanne Humphreys explains, if you properly treat the wound and air can get to it and no abscess forms, and you continue to disinfect, you will not develop tetanus. So it's very key for a wound to heal from the inside out. You don't want a wound to start to seal over on the outside before the inside is healed properly, because anything that's trapped under the skin will fester and there won't be enough air. And this susceptibility can happen. So in the cocktail of tetanus, it says that the ingredient is the poison, which is made by the bacteria. Antibodies against poison do not constitute an immunization. And then it's no longer a single shot, right? Even back in the old days, you would get one, and now they're doing all these combos. And as I showed you on the CDC website, they've got these combos of two or three altogether. This creates a triple whammy for these adverse events. Why are they even combined in the first place? The pertussis and the diphtheria elements aren't even alleged by those cocktail makers to have any effect on tetanus. She writes that her brother, sadly, contracted ALS after receiving the Tdap shot in 2009. He thought that he needed the shot. He believed that he knew enough to be safe when taking it. And in reality, he didn't need it. He didn't know all there was to know about it. And as a result, he spent the following 2.5 years enduring one of the most terrible, debilitating man-made diseases in existence. And then he was gone. That is so tragic. And my heart goes out to Britt and all of you on this channel that have been telling me about the horrors of your own loved ones, what they experienced after getting what they thought was going to be a safe and effective cocktail. So I will leave this for you. Yes, we know about the mainstream medical merry-go-round. I wanted to bring this to you since we've been talking about the rabies. And then coming up, I want to talk about the strange concept of safety testing and the strange concept of wanting to increase confidence in these cocktails. Why are those words even being put together? And then later this week, we're going to be talking about the sort of bait and switch of the concept of informed consent. We hear about that all the time. People want it, they're pushing for it. But in reality, informed consent doesn't protect you the way you might think it does. All that coming up for you this week, friends. Thank you again for being on board. I appreciate all of you as healthy Americans, and I'm so grateful that you are marching this with me all the way to heaven.